Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with V.W. Thompson. She is the author of a book called The Battle for the Spirits of Mankind. Hello, V.W.
Hello.
V.W., what is your background? What is your area of expertise?
Well, history has been my field. And I was the last person at the University of California at Berkeley to receive a master's degree in history in 5 years. And the Bible is the greatest history book in the world, whose author is the Holy Spirit. And he inspired and told every writer of the Holy Bible, and there are around 40, every word to write. And at age 12, I became a Christian by repenting of past sins, showing my faith by confessing in public, the church, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and being baptized, immersed, for the remission of sins, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I've read and studied the Bible all my life, and it's a long one, 79 years. In the last 15 years, I have listened to the Bible on records, going through the Old Testament twice each year, and the New Testament 5 times each year. So this study enabled me to write The Battle for the Spirits of Mankind in 2.5 years. I read the manuscript 7 times, 5,000 pages, in 6 months, to be sure the book is perfect, since it is the Holy Bible without comments from the writer, and organized under 14 subject chapters. So the Bible is my favorite book, and first love with the Godhead.
VW, I understand you have written 4 books now. This is your 4th. Were the other books history, and were they religious history?
Well, they were historical novels, and also I published my dad's book, the short stories around the Lord's table. And when I first published a historical novel called The Lion Desk, both of those books are now out of print. But then I wrote another one, and it came out in 2002, called Lawson's Castle. And that's a biography as well as a history book and mystery. And that one tells about a man who built a castle on Barbados in the Caribbean. And his name was Sam Lord, and I just changed the name to Christopher Lawson, so that's why it's called Lawson's Castle. And the wife has to find out the secrets of the castle about the man she married at the peril of her life. So that's why it's a mystery, too. So it'll hold people's attention, and that's in print, too.
VW, how did you come up with that title?
Well, I wanted to make sure people realize this life is, whether it's going to conquer you by staying on the side of God or not. There's only two chances, two choices, whether you're going to serve the devil or serve Christ and God. So that's why it's a battle.
And VW, what are the particular topics? Are there 2 or 3 specific topics you address more so than others in your book?
Well, I have a whole list of them here. There's 14 subjects. The first is, and also it covers from the beginning of life to eternity. So it's the whole history of life. And the first subject, which is the first chapter, is the authority of the Bible. That's our source to follow. The second is the Godhead. The third chapter is the ranks in heaven, a kingdom. And the fourth, the creation of the universe and the earth. The fifth, the revolt in heaven. Sixth, Satan in the Garden of Eden, the fall of mankind and consequences. The seventh, brief description of the history in the Old Testament of the Bible, contrasting sin and its consequences with good actions, showing obedience to God and their rewards. 8, the tabernacle, temple, and church. 9, the scheme of redemption. 10, how to become a Christian and live the Christian life. 11, rewards and punishment. 12, judgment day. 13, Gehenna. And that's the second death, the lake of fire. And 14, heaven.
VW, obviously there are many books out there that, try to do what you have done with yours. What makes your book unique? How is yours different from other interpretations of the Bible?
I used only the King James Version so people can see when the Bible speaks and when I'm just using an introduction to a paragraph or something. So the Bible stands out. And there's certain subjects that haven't been talked about too much, like the where Satan came from, and when the battle in heaven took place, things like that.
And your belief as to where Satan came from, how Satan came about?
Uh-huh. It's all told in the Bible. You just have to find it, and that's what I did.
Okay, how can readers of this book use what you have written, and why should readers care about what your book says?
Well, it has every living need. Everyone needs to read it because it shows how to prepare oneself for the judgment day, for all mankind will be there the last day. And it's a real guide, treasure map, for showing the reader how to get to heaven using only the Bible and without comments from the writer. And also, it answers a lot of questions, like, who is the devil? Where did he come from? Of whom does the Godhead consist? Who is in charge of the universe now? Who will say when time shall be no more? What will happen on Judgment Day? Who records names in the Book of Life after the persons have met certain commands? For only those whose names are in the Book of Life will be able to go to heaven, which is our whole purpose for living on this earth.
VW, of those who have seen the book so far, what is their general reaction?
Well, they're amazed at it, and they're learning. And it's a real study. And each chapter has questions, study questions. And the answers are in the appendix in the back of the book. So they're enjoying doing the answers too.
And what information in the book might be a little unusual? Anything there?
Well, it tells how on Judgment Day, all the spirits who ever lived and those that are on the earth will meet Christ in the clouds. He's not coming to the earth. And there we're going to be up under his control, and he will judge every person according to their words and work. He is the judge. The Almighty God appointed him as the judge. And he will tell where we're going to spend eternity. And the earth, we'll see, will be burned up. So there's no chance to go back on the earth. And that's told in Peter, Book of Peter, two books there. So that's something that most people don't realize.
VW, might there be something in the book that's a bit controversial that people might be taken aback with, that people might not necessarily agree with?
Well, it depends on whether they agree with the Bible. And, of course, the Bible is the truth. And it's Almighty God's words. So they have to accept the authority of the Bible and govern their lives accordingly, and if they want to get to heaven. And if they clash with it, they better change their ways. Because to transgress the laws of God is sin. And that sin will keep you from heaven.
VW, how long do you believe the battle for the spirits of mankind will go on?
Until eternity.
Is there a place we can get a hold of the book? Where can we find the book right now?
It's published by Ex Libris Corporation, and it's a toll-free number, 1-888-795-5274. And there's a web number, www.exlibris.com. And there's an email, info@exlibris.com.
VW, it sounds like you have done exhaustive research. I'm wondering if there is another book in you, a follow-up book to this one.
It's already written. I just have to type it up. And that one's going to be Dare to be a Daniel. And this is about that wonderful Daniel in the Old Testament. And recent people, too. And there are 9 in the book. And one that takes a front seat is Henry Ford.
Well, we look forward to seeing that one as well. In the meantime, VW, good luck with the battle for the spirits of mankind. We've been talking with VW Thompson. Thank you, VW.
And thank you.